This week's parsha here is a parsha of Shemitah. It is the Shemitah year. And what's Shemitah all about? Trust. Trusting Hashem, bitachon. We were an agricultural society, and to this very day, it plays a major role in the economy. To refrain from all agricultural activity and not claim ownership to the fruits of your land. That calls for a lot of trust. It's a real exercise in trusting Hashem. And the Torah expects that of every farmer. I remember it doesn't just affect them. It affects the entire economy, the food supply. What's this trust all about? Letting go and trusting Hashem. We recognize that in Judaism especially, we have the rule, Ein somchim al hanes. You don't rely on miracles. You can't even ask for them. We don't pray for miracles. We understand that we were put into the world, a world that has its laws. We understand there are the laws of nature, the laws of society, the laws of economy. An essential part of being Jewish is to take responsibility. Taking responsibility for yourself includes seeing to it that you provide for yourself and doing things in an efficient way, an intelligent way. We don't respect being irresponsible. And suddenly, there's a turnaround. Let go. Let go. So what is it? 6 years we're responsible, and 1 year we rely on miracles. The purpose of the Shemitah year is to redefine our 6 years of work. It's that we understand that the reason why we take responsibility is because that is an obligation and it is a matter of building ourselves. We were put into this world for the sake of building ourselves And one aspect of that is being a responsible human being. We take responsibility for ourselves. We take responsibility for others. We take responsibility for our society. We take responsibility for mankind. That's what we're here for. And yes, there's a mitzvah of emulating God. Included in that is, on a certain level, playing God as if it's all up to you. We take responsibility as if it's up to us. So if a surgeon, you know, begins the procedure saying, listen, I can't give life. Life and death is in the hands of God. I'm going to shut my eyes and just go like that, and Hashem will make it work. And if he decides otherwise, then it was his decision, and I had nothing to do with it. You got to play God. The surgeon's got to feel as if it's up to him. He's got to feel that this person's life is in his hands. If he doesn't approach it with that degree of responsibility, if he doesn't understand the consequences, he doesn't belong in the profession. On the other hand, if he walks around thinking, I save lives, Hashem may have to show him who's in control. So we walk around with something of a dichotomy. I take responsibility as if it were really up to me, but the truth is it's not. So you'll ask the question, why is it that more people are successful by doing things right? If it's all up to Hashem, the whole thing's a charade, and just a matter of, you know, that's what you got to do in this world because you were commanded to do so and you got to build yourself. The answer is simple. Hashem will never reward you for being irresponsible. The odds of success are based on so much how much responsibility you took. So if you really did your homework, there's a very good chance that Hashem will reward you with the success. Good chance. We walk around with that feeling on the one hand of knowing we can't really do anything. It's all the Creator who calls the shots. On the other hand, we've got to feel responsible as if we run the world. So much so, the mitzvah of prayer, davening, what are we doing when we pray to Hashem? It's not just a matter of begging. Hashem wants our input. He wants us to tell him how to run the world. He wants every one of us to feel the pain of those who suffer wherever they are. To feel the pain of turmoil. To feel the pain of the degeneration of morals, of values. Express it. And tell him that it just can't go on. And the more we mean it, the more effective that is in helping to convince him. So not only do we play God when it comes to the way we live our lives, we go even a step further. And we're telling Hashem what to do. For 6 years. Then comes the Shemitah year. And we got to let go so that we don't take ourselves too seriously. And we watch. The Pasuk says, "V'tzivisi es birchosi." We see the bounty. When it comes to that, no philosophizing. To this very day, to this very day, you got to see what a crop. The place that keeps Shemitah, what a crop they got from the previous year. It happens every time, never fail. Someone asked the Shaila, I got this yesterday. So it's just unbelievable. Someone who's got lots of orchards. Keep Shemitah. The 6 year's fruit was 2.5 times normal. And the trees are beginning to buckle and break from the weight of it. And the question is how to deal with them during Shemitah. This is the story wherever you go. So I don't know, you know, we're not the ones that run around telling miracle stories, believe in me, because look, you know. But here the Torah said it's going to happen, and it does. We're not farmers. Although it's beautiful too. Travel around the country. See what it's like. This place was desert for almost 1900 years, and now we're back. And it's beautiful. For us, the message of Shemitah is take responsibility. Pretend you're God. Tell God what to do. But ultimately, don't forget. It is He and not us who runs the world. Get that straight. You take responsibility for your own life, for your family, for everyone around you, for the Jewish nation and for mankind, as if you're in charge. Yes, the Jew has to feel that. The Jew has to know what's going on earth. He has to be on top of every calamity, all suffering. Jews have always been informed. I remember growing up as a kid. Our neighborhood was basically Jews and Italians. And the Manucci's next door were wonderful people. Sunday, their children, their grandchildren would come. Went to church and came back and had a big meal for hours and hours. And we're quite close with them. And one day we told them, you know, taking a trip to Israel. So Giuseppe asks, you taking the car? So remember, you know, my father says, no, you know, we're going to the Holy Land. Going to Rome? It's a bit far-fetched. I don't think you're going to find any people today that don't know where Israel is. But traditionally, Jews were interested in everything and knew everything. It's not just intellectual curiosity. It's much more responsibility. If there's starvation in Africa, the Jews got to worry about it. When there's injustice in the world, we're Jews. We've got to feel responsible. Every individual. If there's nothing practical you think you can do about it, then tell Hashem what to do. We have to be the most responsible people on this planet. And every once in a while, remind yourself, don't get carried away. Don't get carried away. Hashem runs the world. The mitzvah of Shemitah is to let go. I found a farmer, at least let go in your mind. If there's any pain we feel most, it's the pain of the state of the Jewish nation. There's no greater tragedy than the fact that most Jews don't know what it means to be Jewish. And probably don't even care to know what it means to be Jewish. We've got to take responsibility for that. And here we do. And I hope every one of you feels this. Got to do what you can and plan, come up with ideas. Today, one individual can reach millions if you do it right. You got to feel the responsibility. And along with that, in your davening, you got to tell Hashem what to do. You got to let him know that this is unacceptable. And every so often, remember, though, it's really up to him. He does run the world after all. That's the lesson of this week's parsha. So be responsible. Take responsibility. Feel the responsibility. Let your davening be telling Hashem what to do. Take yourself very seriously, but not too seriously.